Jean Galice's music reflects her global roots traveling through Africa and the Middle East. She's on her first U.S. tour right now for her album Zanaka, and she tells me that the person she becomes on stage is someone else entirely, which is why she has a stage name. In another nod to her global identity, she calls herself Jane, spelled J-A-I-N, after the Indian religion.
I kind of become this person that jumps everywhere, and it's very different from who I am in the real life, so it's important to make the separation between the everyday life and the stage life.
What is your everyday life? Who are you every day?
Well, I'm Jeanne.
Yeah, but how is that? Are you shy?
Well, yeah, very much, and I don't jump everywhere, and I don't scream on people. Blackburn, I'm so long without you, boy.
You were born in France, but when you were nine, you moved to Dubai, then you moved to the Congo, then back to Abu Dhabi, then to France again. There's a lot of moving around. Did that influence your music? It must have.
Oh yeah, of course. And I don't know if I would have done music if I haven't traveled a lot, because it really influenced me in the music that I was listening to, and I really wanted to mix things up between the styles, so I think it's very important to me.
Why were you moving around so much?
Because of my father's job. He was working in oil, and me and my big sister, we followed him around, these countries.
Where was the place that most influenced you?
Every place, but I think mostly was in Pointe Noire, in the Congo, Brazzaville. And back there I met a producer named Mr. Flash, and he taught me how to record myself at home and to use a software to record myself called Fruity Loops. And that's why I could record myself at home and make my own demos. And so I think it was basically the beginning for me.
I want to talk about another song that you wrote. It's about Miriam Makeba. She's the South African civil rights activist. But for people who don't know who she is, who is she and why was she an important person for you?
For me, she's important because I know her since I was a child with her song Pata Pata. It was something like Saputa Sapumbera. And I just loved this song. And I realized during my teenage time that a lot of my friends didn't know about her. And for me, she was very important as a woman because she was strong. She had this incredible voice and she was very inspiring. And she had this fire in her eyes. And I loved that. And I really wanted for young girls and boys to be inspired by her because, yeah, she's a great lady. I want to feel oppressed without any rest. I want to see you sing. I want to see you fight. Because you are the real beauty of human rights. Ooh,
you know, the music is so danceable, you can get into it. Is that what you're hoping people will take away from the albums? Does it have to be danceable? Do you have to move to it? Is that what you want?
Yeah, because for me, I think it's the most important thing about music. It's when I was very young, me and my family, we used to dance on the music. And when I was in Congo, it was the same thing. When people were putting music on, everybody was dancing. And for me, it's all about this. It's all about the rhythm and the effects that music makes on your body. It's very important and very, you know, tribal.
Very tribal.
Yeah.
All right, I want to listen to another one of your songs. It's called Little Mama. Little Mama.
It's the mama that they have no time for themselves anymore because they have so much to do, and I just want to tell them stop a little bit and just enjoy and breathe
through life.
Don't you come around, you're feeling lost, you're feeling alone, you're feeling away far from your home.
home.
Living in lots of different places, where's home?
Home is in is actually, that's why I'm making music. Home is my music. I can bring it everywhere and I will feel safe, you know?
Yeah. Jean Galice, she goes by Jane. Her album is called Zanaka and she's currently on her first US tour. She spoke with us from our bureau in New York. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Fight. It's up.